Coming up on KUCB News, a group of COVID-19 positive fishermen visited the Norwegian Rat Saturday, and Anchorage COVID-19 vaccinations are starting to plateau while cases are rising. Stay tuned.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by Redfish Electronics, now providing new, used, and refurbished computers, tablets, iPods, MP3s, phones, phone accessories, and flat screens. We also carry external hard drives for your digital storage needs. Redfish Electronics is located in the airport parking lot next to Northport Rentals. Redfish Electronics can be reached at 359-2205.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Maggie Nelson with some local news on Monday, April 12th, 2021. A group of COVID-19 positive fishermen visited an Unalaska bar late Saturday, and now anyone who is unvaccinated and was there is being asked to quarantine, city officials said today. City Manager Aaron Reinders says the fishermen, who are crew on the U.S. Seafoods factory trawler Seafreeze America, visited the Norwegian Rat Saloon after 10 p.m., though officials are still putting together all the details.
But what I can say right now is there was a vessel that came into town on Saturday, and on that vessel there's been 26 confirmed individuals who tested positive for COVID-19 and then two additional presumed positives. For COVID-19, and there was a breach in the company's isolation plan some of those positive individuals. And due to that breach, we needed to go ahead. That did cause a community exposure.
Reinder says U.S. Seafoods is working on its plan for isolation and quarantine of its 51-person crew. According to a statement from the city, the company has already begun the process of flying out crew members. Reinder says the city is considering what kind of action it could take against the crew members who knew they were COVID positive and knowingly breached isolation to visit the saloon. They could face up to a $500 fine.
The local resolution outlines the methods that we can take, and so public safety is fully engaged in this discussion.
Meanwhile, this afternoon, the city raised the local coronavirus risk level from medium to high. The island had been at the lower threshold for nearly a month and a half. The Unalaska City Council is expected to discuss implementing additional health measures at its meeting tomorrow night. People who went to the Norwegian Rat after 10 p.m. on Saturday don't have to quarantine if they are fully vaccinated, meaning that it's been at least 2 weeks since their final vaccine dose. That's also the case for people who have tested positive and recovered in the past 3 months, according to CDC guidance. But quarantine and testing is recommended for those who are not fully vaccinated. Reinders urges all Unalaskans to get vaccinated to prevent similar situations in the future. And she says people should continue following local and statewide health guidance.
Really remember to keep wearing your mask, limit your gathering size, you know, stay out of large group gatherings, and then, you know, keep washing your hands and stay 6+ feet away from other folks.
Testing is encouraged as early as 5 days following potential exposure to COVID-19, and people should monitor for symptoms and minimize contact with others during that time. Superintendent John Conwell said in an email to staff and families that Unalaska schools will remain open for now. If you are unvaccinated and might have been exposed, Reinders asks that you call the Ululuk Family and Health Services Clinic at 581-1202 or the Unalaska Wellness Center at 581-2742 to arrange COVID-19 testing. Meanwhile, Anchorage COVID-19 vaccinations are starting to plateau while cases are rising, and that has the city's epidemiologist, Dr. Janet Johnston, worried.
When I looked at the numbers at the end of last week, our cases had gone up 20% and our vaccines had only gone up about 6%. So the whole idea of, you know, cases outpacing vaccine is extremely concerning.
Statewide, the number of vaccine doses administered each day is also slowing after an initial blitz of shots. And in national rankings, Alaska has moved from the state with the highest percentage of residents given at least one shot of the vaccine to 10th place. Johnston says the Alaskans who wanted to get the vaccine as soon as possible have likely gotten it at this point. A month has passed since Alaska became the first state in the country to open vaccine eligibility to all residents 16 and up.
The people who wanted it the most were the ones who were, you know, just refreshing their screen over and over again until they could get an appointment early on. And so those are the people who, as more vaccine became available, got doses.
The percent of Alaskans vaccinated varies widely by region. Statewide, 43% of eligible Alaskans have gotten at least their first dose so far. That percentage is slightly higher in Anchorage.
So that's good, but it's not good enough. It's nowhere near what we need for herd immunity.
Johnston says the challenge now is getting shots to Alaskans who are less eager about the vaccine. She says the city health department continues to focus on educating Alaskans and having shots available in more places, whether it's a doctor's office, a church, or a local mall. In February, a group of Unalaskans began a months-long journey to get their firefighter certification. Under the guidance of local fire department staff, the group is nearly halfway through the process. When the students complete their course, the island will have almost twice as many certified firefighters.
All right, who's up?
A group of locals stand around a small fire pit outside. But this isn't your average weekend island bonfire. Instead of roasting marshmallows or drinking beers around the fire, most of them are dressed in full firefighter gear, waiting for their turn to attack the flames. One after another, they step up with extinguishers as one of the instructors, Ben Knowles, offers feedback and instruction.
Down on one knee, I would actually prefer that you stand up when you come at this thing. Why? Because there's this lip here, right? So if you're down next to this thing and you're hitting it, you're missing all this inside edge, right? So think about getting...
Knowles is a captain for the Unalaska Fire Department and the instructor for the Level 1 firefighting course. There are 6 students in the class, which is scheduled to end sometime around June. The course includes 2 sections, fire training and hazardous materials training. After completing both sections, as well as physical and written exams at the end of the course, the students will be certified to work as firefighters. Kai Lloyd is a 17-year-old high schooler who started with some friends from shop class. But Lloyd says he's the only one who stuck around.
I'm the youngest one here, but I've been here the longest out of everybody in the class. And so it's like, it's fun. Like, I don't get a lot of opportunities in my life to like teach other people stuff. So I'm still young, but it's fun teaching people and learning more new stuff and having fun and driving cool stuff and playing with cool stuff and expensive stuff that a lot of people don't get to do.
Lloyd says he'll be graduating from high school soon and isn't sure yet whether or not he'll go to college. He says firefighting could be a great career to fall back on. Lucy Ortiz is also taking the class. She's a 4th grade teacher at the elementary school and says one of her favorite things is having the opportunity to learn new skills. But Ortiz says it has been tricky finding time between her job and the class, which meets Friday evenings and all day each Saturday and Sunday.
I mean, that honestly is the biggest challenge for me in taking this class, other than like the physical aspects of it, is the balancing the time commitment of volunteering at the station, taking the class, and also teaching and making sure that I'm providing for my kids the best I can too.
The students finished the fire portion of the class last week. That includes things like using a fire extinguisher, keeping a scene safe, entering structures forcibly, tying knots, and even just practicing moving around with all the gear on. Junior high math teacher Emma Carr is also taking the class, and she says that while she feels supported and welcomed by her classmates and instructors, some of those activities can be tough, especially as a woman.
Fire departments are really historically male, and so like being a woman in the fire department, there's a lot of like strategies that you have to come up with to work with, you know, like be more efficient or figure out a strategy that works for you that like maybe no one else can show you how to do, and you kind of have to figure it out.
And as the team struggled for nearly half an hour trying to force a door open using different strategies, different tools, and kicking at it, it became clear that a big part of the course is learning how to collaborate and work creatively.
You're not going to kick that, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
I know you will, but you're not going to open it with a kick.
Here's Knowles, the instructor, again.
I think what everyone should take away from what's going on right now, right here, is the innovation, the creativity, the outside-the-box thinking. Everyone was chiming in, right? Hey, try doing it this way. Hey, what if you put this here? Hey, what if we go higher? Hey, what if we revert back? All of those things are great things that you need as firefighters to succeed.
In total, Knowles says the students will learn almost 40 different skills. And in their final exam, they will be tested on 5 mandatory skills and 5 random ones. Overall, he says his favorite thing about teaching the course is watching the students progress. And when they do finish, Knowles says there should be about 15 certified firefighters on the island. He says that's a big deal for the community.
And so with 15, just upping that number, that's hugely important, especially being way out here. We don't have the luxury of calling a neighboring city or having those partners that are willing to be right there with us in the event of an emergency.
While the final test date was scheduled for early May, Knowles says travel restrictions due to the pandemic have slowed things down. So the test will likely take place closer to June. The Unalaska Department of Public Safety wants to remind locals to be aware of fraudulent phone calls. There has been a recent increase in scam calls on the island where the caller is pretending to be an employee from the United States Administration of Social Security or Department of Homeland Security. The calls appear to be coming from local cell phone numbers with a local 359 or 391 prefix. It's been reported that it is a recorded message regarding fraudulent activity involving the use of Social Security numbers. Public Safety asks that if you receive a suspicious call from someone alleging to be from Social Security, hang up and report the details of the call to the Office of the Inspector General. In the noon newscast on Thursday, KUCB said that Ernie Weiss of Anchorage was an Alaska native. That is incorrect. The story was updated shortly after it aired Thursday, prior to the evening news. And finally, the Unalaska City Council meets tonight via teleconference and Zoom. At their special session, councilors are expected to hear a presentation on the Unalaska City School District budget. They will also be continuing a discussion on the city's capital and major maintenance plan. The City Council will meet tonight at 6 o'clock. The community is encouraged to participate in the meeting. People can join Zoom online or telephone in at one of the numbers provided on our community calendar at kucb.org. Or you can also listen live here on 89.7 FM or Channel 8 TV. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Maggie Nelson, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org. And please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.
Ooh.